single soul. Reaching a further and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
Welcome to Living Life. May the Lord bless you as you walk together with Him today. What do people do when they become disappointed with a church leadership? Well, they could do a lot of different things. But one time I got a phone call from somebody early in the morning, 1:30 a.m. And then when I got the phone, and then there was a long list of complaints. And then as I was listening, I realized and he was really upset because he was not recommended to a position of leadership that he wanted to be in. He was so upset, and then that led to many other issues as well. Today's passage, we find people that are so upset and discouraged and then have major issues against the leadership. And Israelites in the wilderness came against Moses and Aaron and are making strong accusation. In fact, they are rebelling against God. They were in fact saying, "You brought us out from Egypt, which was the land of milk and honey. That you brought us here to kill us. And then you wanted to be master over us." And they were saying nasty things and then was rebelling against the leadership. What would you do and how would you handle the situation? As we look at the passage, we learn from Moses how he responded dealing with disgruntled, rebellious people. Let's go to the Word together and think about it today.
Numbers chapter 16, verses 12 through 22. Then Moses summoned Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab. But they said, "We will not come. Isn't it enough that you have brought us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the desert? And now you also want to lord it over us. Moreover, you haven't brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey, or given us an inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will you gouge out the eyes of these men? No, we will not come." Then Moses became very angry and said to the Lord, "Do not accept their offering. I have not taken so much as a donkey from them, nor have I wronged any of them." Moses said to Korah, "You and all your followers are to appear before the Lord tomorrow, you and they and Aaron. Each man is to take his censer and put incense in it, 250 censers in all, and present it before the Lord. You and Aaron are to present your censers also." So each man took his censer, put fire and incense in it, and stood with Moses and Aaron at the entrance to the tent of meeting. When Korah had gathered all his followers in opposition to them at the entrance to the tent of meeting, the glory of the Lord appeared to the entire assembly. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Separate yourselves from this assembly so I can put an end to them at once." But Moses and Aaron fell face down and cried out, "O God, God of the spirits of all mankind, will you be angry with the entire assembly when only one man sins?"
In today's passage, we see Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and were making a strong accusation against Moses. And they said, "And you brought us out of Egypt, and which was a land of milk and honey, and then you brought us to kill here in the wilderness and to become a master. And then you haven't brought us into the promised land that you talked about, the land of milk and honey. And then they say something interesting. Will you gouge out the eyes of these men? And basically they're saying, look, are you going to take all our eyes out? We don't see any evidence of what you talked about and what you promised. We are utterly disappointed, and then we are upset at what's happening and then what we are experiencing. And then they were so upset. What was happening here? And then they were complaining against the leadership and then what God was doing. And as they were focusing so much on what they wanted to have but didn't have, they were losing perspective and they began to lose sight of what God was doing when God brought them out of Egypt and then what God was leading them toward, the land of promise land, and then what God was providing and throughout. And then in their complaint, they didn't have any mention of the Lord whatsoever. When Moses wanted to talk together with them, come, let's talk. And they said, no, we don't even want to talk to you. And then they did not even want to come to Moses. And then they were causing many others to rise up against Aaron and Moses and against the Lord. If you are in this situation, how would you respond? And that's what we see. There are a few things that we see how Moses dealt with the situation. The first one is this. In verse 15, Moses became very angry, righteous anger we see here. But then he didn't talk back or he didn't get back at them. But he prayed to the Lord and said to the Lord. I think it's important when something falsely accusing you, unjustly dealt with, rather than reacting, we need to respond properly, and that is, come before the Lord. Bring the case before Him. Largely because when we are hurt and accused, and when we try to deal with a situation on our own, and we cannot do justice, and sometimes we may end up doing wrong and sin as well. Here he was angry, but he was not sinning, because he turned to the Lord and poured his heart before the Lord. Lord, look at what they are saying, and he turned to the Lord. Now, another thing that Moses did, and that really is encouraging, is this, that Moses told these people, you and I will stand before the Lord. Rather than looking for other means, Moses appealed to the Lord, and then relegated, and then turned everything for God to come through and then bring justice. And that's what he did. And then you and I, and then come bringing all your parties, let's come before the Lord and at the tent of meeting, and let us come before the Lord so that Lord will make things right and then reveal what is right and who is in the right. And that's what we see. Many times, when you're wronged or accused or attacked, rather than handling it on your own. And Paul says, heap up the coals on their head. Basically, rather than doing what you can, even if they did everything wrong, turn it to the Lord and let God come through and then deal with the situation. And then make sure that you don't mess with the data, or maybe make sure that you don't do it wrong so that God will come through and then bring about his justice in a just way. Now, one more thing that we could think about is this. When God came, his glory shone, and then his presence came. And then when God told Moses and Aaron, step aside, because he was going to bring judgment upon all of people. And Third thing that we see here, that he interceded on behalf of people. He said, God, it's not just one person. It's just few people that have sinned. And then have mercy on all the other people. And then even when he was feeling attack and then all these wrongful words done against him, he, in a deeper way, had a heart of intercession and love for the people. So intercede on behalf of them. These three things are shocking things as I look at the situation, what was happening. And then Moses, remember to turn to the Lord. Yes, he was angry, but turn to the Lord, not reacted against people or situation. And then he appealed to the Lord. And then he also interceded on behalf of people. And that's what we see that made Moses a mature, godly leader that he was in dealing with difficult and unrespectful and disgruntled people. Dealing with people and leading people that are saints but sinners, we run into many issues and many people not being happy with what may be happening at church or at the place that you may be at. Important lesson that we learn, rather than do what we can to deal with the situation, Moses turned to God constantly. And Moses surrender all and appeal to the Lord for his justice. And then Moses, even in the midst of many difficulties, together with the people that were attacking him, he remembered to intercede for them because it wasn't about getting back to them. It was really about taking these sinful, broken, complaining people to the promised land, to be more faithfully following the Lord and not to miss out on God's blessing. Lord Jesus, give us wisdom so that we may not react to the wrong that often come in our way, but help us to learn to overcome evil with good. In Jesus' name, amen.
For a single soul, reaching further and stepping in closer, CGM.